Currently, this morning, we have Vishnu Varathan, the head of economics and strategy at Mizuho Bank, talking with Brian Fernandez of BizTech Asia on some of the movements and insights regarding regional market performance, as well as some of the risks that can be discussed pertaining to the Russia defaulting on its foreign currency sovereign debt for the first time in more than 100 years. Also, there's a view on the risk that markets see right now with key events pointing to the rest of the data outlook out there. So this is Brian Fernandez talking to Mizuho Bank.
Now, Vishnu, what's your view on market performance this morning?
Market performance this morning is similar to having having a panda in the zoo. What happens is the elephants get overlooked and the bears get overruled, the irregular bears get overruled, and markets are looking past Fed tightening risks and all that discussion about recession. I mean, of course, in the nuance of it, there are many other things they're looking at, like Fed commands, G7 commands, and I think at the margin, markets are getting a little bit more hopeful of treading that narrow path and arriving at a soft landing. Or at least that's what the price action tells us for now. But the important thing to remember is not to get carried away, because this is we're coming into the quarter end. So there would be a lot of rebalancing that distorts the underlying picture on risk.
Now, we can't get past today without talking about Russia's debt default. Tell us about it and its impact on debt markets across the world.
But I think initially markets were thinking this would happen a lot sooner. But of course, Russia surprised markets by meeting obligations, so on and so forth. They managed to scoop together some money to pay off. Now, I think markets will have to relook at where the ruble is headed, where credit metrics would look like for a lot of the larger Russian firms that may initially have been able to tap some parts, not the entire global capital market, but some parts of the capital markets. And it also brings into view the fact that, and this is the elephant in the room, which is that Russia's energy sales continue to be the main source of liquidity, cash flows, and funding for them. And so what it does as we go down the road is it increases scrutiny on how quickly the West is able to divert or rather to turn away from Russia as a source of energy and funding in an indirect sense.
And this is the messaging out of G7, isn't it? It's the closing of ranks and tightening the screws on Russia.
Yeah, I mean, it's this is a tricky part. During a summit like that, it's quite it looks good to close ranks. But I think when the reality of disruptions to energy, high energy prices, and particularly the political social aspects of very rapidly rising inflation starts hitting home, then it becomes trickier to hold on to these ideological positions. And we've seen that happening in Europe for a while now. And that's where the question lies. How much will it be resolved, whether they can all end up on the same page on what actions need to be taken or not?
Now, Vishnu, what are some key other elements you've highlighted in your market commentary today that we should be aware of?
Well, I think, one of the main things for us is that in a sense, this is a fairly quiet week with policymakers not out there drumming major, messages out. Or at least when I say policymakers, forgive me, I actually meant the Fed policymakers having said their piece. The ECB will be out there at their forum at Sintra. That would be worth watching, because markets are still waiting for the real details on their anti-fragmentation tool, as well as how far they want to go with rate hikes. Because here's the thing, whilst ECB has flagged a 25 basis point hike in July, the bets are really getting very sexy at the September end, because ECB would like to suggest something closer to 25 unless data warrant a bigger move. Markets are pricing in upwards of 75 basis points if they have a chance, and there's a real divergence there. That will also give us or inform us on how well the euro may hold up, because the anti-fragmentation tool and rate hikes both ought to hold up the euro. If there's there's disappointment on either front, that could unravel, which means the dollar that has been somewhat subdued can make a very, very quick comeback. And that can have a wider impact across the currency markets in the region, which means some of the stability seen in the region, the ASEAN currencies, That could also start to become wobbly if some of these things come to pass. Bigger picture, as we go down a few weeks, is very likely inflation signals are going to be on the hotter side, with more policy tightening than fewer. And that means that markets may not quite be done with some of the sell-off. And so, you know, to overuse the term, whether the bouncing cat has a pulse or not becomes an important question.